Hello, family of God, and welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's online service for June 15th, 2025, where the church embarks on so-called ordinary time. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, also wishing those who celebrate a happy Father's Day. Blessings on all the fathers listening, and a special prayer for those for whom this is a difficult day, whose relationship with their own father has been fraught, for those who did not have fathers or who have lost them, those who expected a certain kind of fatherhood themselves and have experienced the journey of family differently than they had planned. May God comfort and bless and be near you as our eternal Father. As we at New Covenant transition to ordinary time, we journey with the apostles and the early church in the book of Acts, for whom the time after the Spirit's outpouring was anything but ordinary. Last week, we spent much of our service in prayer, asking both for the gift of the Holy Spirit and the desire for more of the Holy Spirit's presence and power in our lives. Today we continue that theme, asking for the courage to want the Holy Spirit to transform us individually and collectively. In response to Peter's message on Pentecost to his fellow Jews gathered in Jerusalem from all over the world, the people who heard the good news of Jesus asked, "What then shall we do?" In Acts 2:38, Peter replied, "Change your hearts and lives. Each of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, your children, and for all who are far away, as many as the Lord our God invites." Today we ask for the strength to change our hearts and lives. We ask for the renewal of our baptism in the name of Jesus, the Anointed One, for forgiveness of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We claim this promise for us and for our children, believing in the invitation of the Lord our God. May we boldly enter before the throne of grace, believing that when we walk with Jesus, we know his presence is with us and his Spirit will empower us. Welcome to worship.